Amen.
Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this wonderful moment. As we come into thy presence, Father, we understand that nothing changed. You are still the God that you were in past eternity. You are still the God I am. You will still be the God, the same God, for all eternity. Because thy words say Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So as we come into the presence of Almighty God, God who never changes. Everything may change on this earth, everything may change in the universe, but we know our God never changes. Yes, Father, we come into the presence with Elder Brothers Jose and Elder Brother Max. As we come into the presence, Father, we pray that you would speak to us. As Brother Max and Brother Jose prayed, not the voice of man, but the voice of Almighty God. You speak to us from your throne, Father. May Prabhasto Shinda Krafandalo Sopla Desandesai. Diribi Kampriando Stofrabo Siri Kandala Stanka Priandra Druba. Diribi Aprobodri Shanda Kaprana Stofrabo Stenda Kesai. Lo Shile Mari Shotem Riam Frabasantaribi Kapriana Druba Dara Kapiana. Hallelujah. Sotram. We thank you for your word in tongues, Father. State telling us to stop listening to the noise. And you have stretched out the heavens by thy mighty hand. You speak and it shall be done. Your voice alone will fulfill the purpose for which you created us and the universe. You will speak and it will happen, and your word will be fulfilled. For heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Which means, Father, you will have the first word, you will have the intermediate word, and you will have the last word, because you're the Alpha and the Omega, the I Am, the Elohim, God Almighty. So, Father, among all the creations of this universe, you made us so special to be called your children. And so, since we are just like you, and you are just like us, and we are washed by thy blood, and you decided to leave Jupiter and Saturn and the Milky Way and the sun and the moon and the stars and decided to stay within us. Because the body is fashioned according to the tabernacle in the Old Testament. The body and the soul and the spirit, the outer court, the inner court, and the most holy place. So we're not trying to ascend to heaven to come and talk to you, Father. You are living inside our spirit. And our body, soul, and spirit is bigger than the universe. Because the one who created it, which is God Almighty and infinite, abides in us. So we come into thy presence, Lord God Almighty. We pray that you would speak to us as the storm is brewing, as the demons are screaming. Let the lion of the tribe of Judah roar and cry out, be still. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Why it starts with the word, but without faith, it is impossible to please him in Hebrews 11, 6. That's because from the creation of the world, starting from Lucifer and Adam and Eve and the many people of this world, they tried to please God with many things. They offered sacrifices. And God says in the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah, is this the sacrifice I am pleased with, the blood of bulls and goats and rams? No. Your sacrifice is an abomination unto me. This is not the kind of sacrifice that I am interested in. So what is God interested in? A lot of people started offering money to God. Offerings to build the temple of God. Solomon built his temple. And then